This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
6:36, Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fritkus live on location at the Florida Theater. We're inside the Remedy Lounge, established in 2022, but this venue is 97 years old, about to turn 98 in April. And tomorrow night on stage, the one and only Brian Kilmeade and the History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour will be right here. After what I hope will be a nice Valentine's Day, you're going to take your bride out to something nice tonight there, Brian, or is it like just travel today?
Well, you know what? She's not going to be able to make the trip, or else we would be in tonight in Jacksonville. I'm still in New York doing Fox and Friends, so it looks like we had a Thursday night Valentine's Day.
Okay, there you go. That was it. Hey, man, looking forward to tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit more about how the show is going to go.
Well, I mean, number one, we got a stand-up comedian, Pat O'Rourke. I mean, I got my two friends that I've known since, Pat since 11th grade and Rick since maybe third grade, soccer player, lacrosse player from Massapequa. In 4 years ago, we just thought it would be a great idea to use my history books, and I had Pat as stand-up. And he would open up everybody, get everyone going, and then we'd be informational, conversational, fun. And then the show just kept evolving. We started to bring some moments in history to life in a fun way. So we got some skits mixed in there, got five history books. We also have two sports books because there's a lot of people that don't go pro. Why are we playing? I thought inspirational could be a part of it. And I thought I would fold it all into one and then be able to interact with the audience while also witnessing. We saw the greatest comeback in political history, and we've seen a war on history. So I'm able to move it through really three acts. It's going to be about 2 hours. VIP starts at 4:30, where I, just get a chance to come out, preview the show, take your questions, and sign Teddy and Booker T, which is the latest book I have out. Rich, you'll be out in the beginning, and the sales have been through the roof because people love WOKV.
The word got out,
and you guys have done an incredible job, and you built I feel like I'm in your lineup every day, literally living in Jacksonville, which I have a house.
Yep.
But I'm in New York every day. But you guys have made me feel part of the lineup for years. So when I'm coming out, people usually respond. So I appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to be floating alongside on this riverboat in St. John, on the St. John's River in downtown Jacksonville. And looking forward to seeing you here tomorrow night. I know you get in a little bit later today, but we want to connect real quick before you get in tomorrow night. And there is still a chance to sneak your way in. There's still some tickets available. I think the thing that's been so incredible is that the plan was to have the lower section completely sold out, and you did that pretty quickly. So now they've even opened up more seats up top at this beautiful venue that I know you've been to before, but not been the starring act. That creates some history as well for the History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour.
I mean, I was there with Dana Perino. Dana said, "Brian, could you read my book and interview me?" And I saw how great that theater was. I was shocked how old it was. I mean, I cannot believe it opened up in 1927.
Yeah.
I was shocked to see the history, Laurel and Hardy, beginning of silent movies. It was the Hollywood of what is Hollywood now. It was Jacksonville then. You know, you live this every day. You're part of the community like nobody else. But to be able to be a part of that history, and now I have people writing me saying, I just found out, listen to the radio, you're going to be on. So they're literally taking the tarps off the second floor. So we're beyond capacity, but there'll be seats. But they didn't plan to open up the balcony. And now we're for VIP. They told me not to go over 100. We're over 100. So that's why I got it started earlier at the Union Shop. So I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to this. And it's going to be streaming on Fox Nation, which is one of the fastest-growing streaming channels in the country. So we'll have that live. So you're going to get that sense of being on a live show.
Hey, Rich and Brian, not to try and feed anybody's ego on this, but remember once upon a time, Elvis Presley performed there, and now Brian Kilmeade's performing there.
Wow, no pressure,
BK.
Very
similar talents.
Very
similar shows. And that's a good worry. People are going to be like, oh, he's doing the same thing as Elvis.
Yeah.
That's my worry.
With the sequins or without the sequins?
I can't give that away.
You will sell a lot more tickets if there are sequins involved, let me just say.
Let me just say, what year was he on? What year was he there? Do you know?
I'll look it up.
Because when Elvis, it was the biggest theater in Florida for a long time.
Yeah, we're in the Remedy Lounge, and there's so many signed photos of the acts that have been through here. So the history is absolutely rich. It is one of a kind. 1956 is when he was here. So a while ago.
He was at his best.
He was, absolutely. So it is the day of love. It is Valentine's Day, and we're on the eve of the big Brian Kilmeade History, Liberty, and Laughs tour. And so we're in the giving mood right now, Brian. I want to give away a pair of tickets to your show tomorrow night.
No
so we're looking for caller 14 right now at because it's February 14th at 855-765-1045. Caller 14 right now is going to win your way in to History, Liberty, and Laughs tomorrow night here at the Florida Theater. 855-765-1045. Brian, safe travels into Jacksonville. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, man.
And I'll see you on stage too, Rich. We'll get you out there. Thanks so much. Appreciate
it. Looking forward to it. Thanks, man. It's 6:42 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Again, caller 14 now, 855-765-1045, and you're coming to the show tomorrow on us. Beautiful Friday morning cooler air that is finally filled in. Hey, congratulations, Monica Ward. She got those tickets to Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs tour here at the Florida Theater tomorrow night. Monica was like over the moon excited, I'm told, because she's never won anything on the radio before. Monica, you have now, and thank you for listening to Jacksonville's Morning News, and thank you for being a supporter of WOKV Radio. And we'll see you here tomorrow night. You can still snag, there's only a handful of tickets that remain for the Brian Kilmeade show, History, Liberty, and Laughs at the Florida Theater here tomorrow night. We look forward to seeing you.